With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you more about mylifeinabook.com. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you choose to ask. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. One of the challenges I face with being a minimalist is wanting to be as intentional as possible about the things that I am buying. I do understand that I live in a world where I can't completely avoid purchases. There are birthdays, there are holidays, there are the celebrations. But if I can be more intentional about gift giving, it's so important to me. I've had the experience to gift one to my mom, and being able to gift that to her seemed more significant than something that wasn't as sentimental to her. So if this sounds like a gift that you'd be interested in giving, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST for 10% off today. Are you ready to take your gardening game to the next level this year? If you're anything like my husband and me, you've been getting your hands dirty in the garden, learning the ropes, and dreaming of a bountiful harvest. Well, let me tell you about Coast of Maine Planting Soil, our secret weapon for a thriving garden. Everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. Their living soils are carefully crafted to enhance soil structure, provide essential nutrients, and promote robust plant growth. With a diverse portfolio of products for all your gardening needs, they're rooted in sustainable practices and a commitment to organic excellence. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. The products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. Their products make organic gardening simple, approachable gardening for everyone. So let's get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Coast of Maine, like the state with an E.com.
Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Diane. I'm a mother of three living in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to make room in my life for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. I hope you'll join me on the journey to think more and do with less. As mothers, we have a lot on our plates to juggle each day. It can be tricky to pinpoint what exactly takes priority, especially when everything feels that way. If you struggle with productivity and overall enjoying your days, this conversation may help. Join me for my interview with Ashley Barber, a KonMari consultant based in Texas, for some of her best tips to identify and focus energy on what we deem high priority tasks. But before we get to the conversation, I wanted to encourage you to leave a rating and review if you haven't done so yet. Leaving a rating and review on iTunes is the best way you can help this podcast succeed and grow. As always, thank you to everyone who supports the Minimalist Moms by listening, leaving rating and reviews, engaging on Instagram, and generally just following along on social media. I so appreciate you. And now for my conversation with Ashley. Ashley, thanks so much for joining me today on the Minimalist Moms Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I know, it's funny. I will be honest. We have been trying to get this recorded for I feel like over a month or two now. So I'm really glad that you're here. It's happening.
You know, it's been a lesson in motherhood, right? Balancing all the things. And it's very essential to what we're talking about today, actually.
Yeah, that's really true. Well, we can go ahead and get into our conversation. But before we get there, I'm just going to allow you to introduce yourself before we jump in.
Yeah, thanks. So my name's Ashley Barber, and I co-own a company with my business partner, Jay McCullough. It's called Simply Maven, and we help people organize. We say we help busy families and professionals reclaim space, time, and peace of mind. And I've been doing it since 2017. I was actually the first KonMari consultant in Houston to get certified right back before I had my first son, actually. And so we do specialize in the KonMari method, kind of helping people declutter, organize, and really focus on what's really important and what kind of lives they're intentionally wanting to lead.
So prior to that, did you consider yourself to be a minimalist?
KonMari was definitely my first big shift towards a more minimalist lifestyle, for sure. I would say I was always an organized person, but I was organizing too many things. I was like the classic, I was so good at organizing, I was able to probably have put too much into my life, if that makes sense. So, and then that was really the catalyst for me, was kind of reading about the KonMari lifestyle and just finding maybe a simpler way to organize instead of spending all this time and energy trying to make it all work and make it all fit, taking the time to edit first. And the more you kind of really start to think about how you're editing and how you're trying to be intentional with your editing, I think it definitely starts to shift you more towards a minimalist lifestyle. I think it depends on how you define minimalist, though. If it's more from a philosophical standpoint or if it's more from like a quantitative standpoint. For me, I tend to lean more philosophical. It's really just about being really intentional with what comes in and what you allow to stay, having some really good boundaries about what is in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually is a great segue into what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to title this episode, Tidying To-Dos for Meaningful and Productive Days. And so I think that I basically just want to hear your thoughts on how we can keep our houses tidy so that we can get the most done and the most out of our days. Because I know that clutter is something that I feel like we always have to keep working at, especially with kids. So where I want to start would be, was there a point for you when you weren't living this way? And then if so, what made you shift your focus? I want to set the background so listeners can see, I guess, your path with this and your journey with
them. For sure. So yes, prior to, for me, like I said, the catalyst was really the KonMari lifestyle. And prior to that, definitely had a lot more things in my life, but I still joke with clients, like even to this day, they're like, well, what do you hoard? You know, or like, what do you collect? And I'm like, aspirations. That's what I mean, it's true. It's like, I kind of want to do all the things. It was actually really easy for me to release physical things. That wasn't something that was challenging for me, but I have a lot of ambitions and a lot of goals and a lot of dreams for myself and for my family. And then of course, when you become a mother and you start to add more people into your life and more responsibilities, it made me realize that I was going to have to take a look at my days the same way that I took a look at my home. And so it was what really is, I mean, I did free up so much time and energy by having a tidier home. It was easier to kind of keep a peaceful space where I feel like I could be productive. But at the same time, I was still allowing a lot of commitments and a lot of to-dos and other activities to kind of flood those days. And so it really was starting to take a look then at those aspirations, at those goals, and what are the ones that I'm going to give all my energy and all my time to? Where do I really want to focus that?
And this just occurred to me as we were talking, or as you were talking, what does your husband think about all of this? Is he someone that contributes to these meaningful days? Because so often I know that our spouses aren't necessarily on board and that can make it even more difficult. So yeah, that's just, I didn't ask you about that beforehand, but I'm curious.
That's okay. No, he and I have a really great kind of symbiotic relationship. So if anyone's familiar with like the five love languages, so mine is acts of service. That's my number one. And his is quality time. So he's all about the more meaningful days. And if anything, he kind of really helps ground me to make sure that I'm putting that instead of kind of the go, 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 try to fit more, do more. He's the one that kind of reminds me, let's slow down and just be together as a family. And so he actually helps me kind of come back. Now he's actually not the minimalist in terms of the physical stuff, but he's definitely the minimalist in terms of how he spends his time. And so we really do kind of balance each other out in that way. And I'm super, super grateful for his perspective on that.
Yeah, that definitely does add so much to, honestly, I don't think I could keep my house clean and tidy and get the podcast done and work out and take care of the kids if my husband wasn't a contributing factor. So I always say like my example, and hopefully your spouse can jump on board with you if that's somewhere that you're not at, because I do know how much of a benefit it is to me.
Yeah, 100%. And if anything, because all of this is really about living a more intentional life, it's also just prompted us to have some really great conversations about where we do overlap, where we don't overlap, you know, and how can we kind of come together and work together as a team? What are the things that we collectively value? How can we give each other space to do the things that maybe we aren't, you know, that we value differently and things like that. So I always tell people sometimes they're hard conversations, but it's really great. They're great conversations to have that are going to move you forward if you kind of just jump in and go for it.
Yes, absolutely. So what are your best tips to identify and just focus that energy on
maybe what we deem higher priority tasks. How can we maintain a tidy household and make that space for the things that are most important?
So I actually, when I started kind of on this journey, I literally just kind of took the same KonMari method and like threw it at my day, you know? And so the first things first is just identify if, I mean, I'm sure most of your listeners are already on that path of minimalism. And so chances are they've done some thinking about what are the priorities, what are the values, what's meaningful. If anyone hasn't, there's so many different wonderful exercises that you can do just to kind of get that ball rolling. You can journal about your life. I love the ideal day exercise where you just kind of write it out. Like, what does that look like? Who do you see? Who do you talk to? What do you do, you know, in your perfect day or whatever? If you can get there, some people may think it's morbid, but I really actually love the eulogy exercise where you like write your own eulogy. Like, what do you want people to say about you? Like at the end of the day, because all those little things add up to, right? How do you want your friends to speak about you? How do you want your family to speak about you, your coworkers, all that kind of stuff. I think before you kind of dive into the nitty gritty, it's really important to like zoom out and go big picture and kind of break it down. So figuring out what those core values are, what kind of this ultimate path of your life you want to go on to. Those are all really, really helpful. There's another colleague of mine. She's a KonMari consultant as well, but she talks about personal KPIs. I don't know if she came up with it or herself or where she heard it from, but it's like those key performance, you know, indicators for your life, right? So hers were like, you know, did I eat dinner with my family 3 times this week? Did I make it home before 6 p.m. or whatever? You mean, you can come up with your own. I mean, for me, it's like, did we get outside today? Did we just laugh and play? Did I put my phone away for a little bit and just focus on the kids? So just all those little things that kind of help you decide on the priorities and the meanings, right? And then you got to edit. So, you know, we always say identify and then kind of edit it or declutter it, whatever word you want to use. And then you can kind of start to organize it and curate it, right? So it's really easy to edit physical items because they're there and they're in front of you and you can kind of make the piles, right? I think sometimes the things in our head are a little bit trickier. So you've got a brain dump, in my opinion. You just got to put it all on paper. I even actually like using index cards because then you can literally physically move the index cards. Here's the really important ones. Here are maybe the not so important ones. But you can do, you know, you can also circle or highlight if you're just listing it out. And I think it's really important to think about those big picture things, but also like listen to your intuition. Listen, you know, measure it against the priorities. And remember to prioritize. I think sometimes when we think to-dos, we're so focused on the productivity, but also focus on the joy factor and the meaningful factor, right? Like try to give yourself some balance into terms of like what you throw up there as the must-dos today. It doesn't always have to be the work or the career or the chore. Sometimes it's the people and it's the relationship. So just making sure you've got a balance in those things.
If you've recently been following me on social media, you'll see that I've been going through somewhat of a closet purge, decluttering some items that I no longer wear. I was thrilled to hear about the app Poshmark, where I can easily sell and purchase new clothes. For those of you who haven't heard about Poshmark, it is a free app that you can download and you can easily clean out your closet and sell items for cash. I'll be adding my items soon, so download the app using my referral code. Listeners of Minimalist Moms get $10 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code Minimalist Moms when you sign up. That's invite code Minimalist Moms. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. 2020 was interesting, so let's just do a mental health check-in. How are you really, and what do you need right now? Humans are not meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick, and therapy helps. But what is therapy exactly? It's whatever you want it to be. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help, or maybe you're feeling insecure in relationships or at work, not dealing well with stress. Whatever it is that you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Minimalist Mom listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/minimalist. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/minimalist. No more stressful trips to the fitting room under fluorescent lights. With Armoire, you get to wear quality pieces without the hassle of adding to your wardrobe or paying designer prices. I'll say, as a busy mom of three, I know the importance of treating myself to something special, and Armoire allows me to prioritize quality over quantity in my wardrobe. Plus, Armoire is woman-founded and woman-led, so you can feel good about supporting a business that empowers women. If you're ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, try Armoire today. You'll never have to worry about finding the perfect outfit for any occasion again. If you're curious for some of the looks that I've chosen, check out my collaboration highlight on Instagram for a few of my favorite Armoire looks. Looks that you can grab too. So right now my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/minimalist. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/minimalist to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. For a lot of my listeners, I feel like they're on a journey to simplify their lives, but they don't want to sacrifice style, which I completely understand, and that's why I was excited to partner with Home Threads. Home Threads is the perfect blend of minimalism and comfort for your home. At HomeThreads.com, you can discover a curated collection of sleek and functional furniture that speaks to the heart of minimalist living, from multifunctional storage to timeless design. They have everything you need to create a clutter-free and serene space for your family. As most of you know, we've recently moved, and I'm not someone to just fill up a room so that it's done and decorated. I wanted to do this with intention, and so I searched out accent chairs on Home Threads and found the perfect mid-century modern chair that really complements my space. So embrace the beauty of less and elevate your home with purposeful pieces. Visit homethreads.com/minimalist and get a code for 15% off your first order. Home Threads, love where you live.
Realistically, what does it look like for you to keep your house tidy each day so that you can have those priorities and focus mm-hmm. on those priorities? I like practicalities when it comes to stuff.
So I'm a big fan of just kind of, I mean, I like to play hard. I don't need my house to be tidy all the time. I've got little kids, but we do at least daily resets, sometimes multiple daily resets, but we always reset before dinner. And that just means I stole the term restore from the school that their kid that they went to before. And it really is just about putting everything back in its home. So since we live in a pretty, pretty organized home, we kind of, everything does have one. And so it's pretty quick to kind of help the, get the kids or myself or my husband to kind of all pitch in and just put everything back. And then once everything's back, it's really easy to kind of give everything a quick wipe down. So we try, I do my best with my kids are still pretty little, they're 2 and 5, but I do my best to try to like, if we're done with this, we pick up before we move on to the next thing. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but we try to set that example as much as possible. But at the end of the day, we definitely reset for every day. But I mean, we'll have days where they'll pull out every single pillow, they'll pull every single chair into one room and they'll make this gigantic fort. But then when it's dinner time, we always know everything goes back home.
Yeah, I would say that we have somewhat of a similar system. And then the other things that I like to do, I'm really weird about dishes. I really don't want dishes in the sink. And I know that's something my husband is not as good at as I would. I don't think it annoys him nearly as much. I try to do it and keep up with it throughout the day. And he wants to do it at the end of the day. So that's just somewhat, it gets done, but it's just a personality difference. But
yeah.
I think for me, prioritizing, yes, time with my children because I'm a stay-at-home mom, but also when it's nap time and I can get some stuff done for work, or if I didn't have this podcast, mm-hmm. That would be my time to relax, clean the house or whatnot, or whatever it is, fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. If I'm not keeping up with those dishes or just the little resets with the playroom, it's honestly harder for me mentally to get things done because I'm the type of person that if something's weighing on me or lingering mm-hmm. over my head, I just can't focus on anything else. I find that often with the podcast. I'll feel like I'm very behind with whether it's social media or getting an episode out. And I'm not as present with my kids because it's just like, okay, don't forget you have to get this done or mm-hmm. you have to do this. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, I think it's really important to stay up with some of those decluttering habits. It doesn't become, if you're someone listening and you haven't lived that way, I think that you can get there. It just takes some time.
It definitely takes time. And I really think it's very important to appreciate the little wins as well. And one of the things that I really enjoy doing, especially if you're just trying to kind of keep up with things and stay on top of things, is I love, I call it the timer trick. And it really is just setting a timer either for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you need it to be. So, and you just kind of commit to working on whatever it is you need to work on, be it maybe tidying the house for a little bit or cleaning up the kitchen or a work thing or a podcast thing or a social media thing. And you just give it your full attention for that amount of time. So like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you just kind of set that timer and be like, I'm just going to square that away. And then at least you make some progress. And what I've noticed is it's just like a release off that pressure. Like I'll do it with my kids. Same thing. Like I had a blog post weighing on my mind and my kids are playing with the park. I mean, I just took 5 minutes, literally set a timer on my phone and just brain dumped my thoughts about it. And then I was able to go back to focusing on them because it at least got it out of my head and somewhere else to when I could sit down and kind of really give it a more focus. It just really kind of helped. And as long as you make it a really manageable amount of time, it doesn't feel as overwhelming. And there's no commitment to like, you have to finish. You just kind of have to like dip your toe in so that it doesn't build up to being this big thing later.
I love doing brain dumps for that reason. I have on one side of my planner just random little lists. And like, if I think of something as I'm doing it, I find what section it belongs in. But I find that to be so helpful. I just looked at it today before you and I hopped on this call.
I'm a big fan of the brain dump to relieve the pressure. And then I personally like to brain dump into my phone. I just kind of have like one running document there. And what I like about that is that it allows me in terms of prioritizing things, I'll literally copy and paste the top three must get done's for the day. And then everything else is just kind of running, you know, and I can give it a quick scan and see, do I need to bump anything up to the top? I used to write things down and I still do like writing things down, but I find that having that one list, and I've also been in like a lot of clients' homes where we'll literally find 10 different lists and like the same thing will be written on every single one, you know? And I mean, I've been there too. Sometimes I'll physically write it down because it feels good. But then I'll try to transcribe the must-haves like to kind of like this like master list. And it does allow me to be like, okay, this week, these top things need to get done. And then everything else is just kind of, you know, if we get to it, great. If it doesn't happen today, no big deal. So that's kind of that's how I sort of prioritize the day. I put in kind of all the things that are on my mind. And then I pick the top three, knock them out. And then if I've got anything else, I just kind of move on. What's the next most important thing that can realistically get done in the amount of time? Or can I just make like 10 minutes of progress on it? And then maybe move on to the next thing if it's kind of a bigger project that needs more time.
I definitely like the idea of having the running list in your phone. I have that with gift lists for my kids. When we're in the store and they see something, we add it to that list. But I like the idea of having a list. And I think with the iPhone, I'm pretty sure that you can share list with one another and each person in the Notes app. So I think that if you're wanting to include your spouse or other household members, maybe teenagers, I feel like that would be beneficial to see like what people are prioritizing. And it says when someone's marked on there or even like a Google Doc, you definitely can get there to a place to where you don't have to, it sounds like you're overly focusing on it. I feel like we sound like we're overly focusing on the tidying that we have to do and just what we want to do to maintain that priority. But it's not once you continue to do that and live that way.
It's not something that takes a whole lot of time. I spend maybe, I don't spend a whole, I will say I have spent a lot of time thinking about planning, but it's also part of my job. So I do think about it because I'm trying to make it as simple for other people as possible. And if something takes too long or it's too much effort, I won't do it. So it really does need to be pretty easy. And what I found is I can spend maybe 2-5 minutes a day kind of just doing a really quick glance, getting my head kind of wrapped around like this, and this needs to happen. And then I can just kind of focus on being in the moment for the rest of the day. So it's really just kind of a quick mental shift and check-in. And then I do the times when I brain dump, it's kind of just like when it needs to happen. I know some people are really adamant about doing it every Sunday night or whenever it is in the week. I used to kind of have those kind of schedules before I had kids, and then kids plus COVID equaled, I had to kind of let go of that a little bit. So now it just kind of happens when it needs to happen.
Absolutely. This was great. I think this was just like a really great reminder and encourager to people that are listening, even if they feel like they're pretty good at this. Sometimes you just need that little boost of momentum if you kind of lost your way. And like you said, with COVID, I feel like a lot of us have kind of fallen off the wagon. So this was good for me to hear just how you structure your day and just encouraging me to get a little bit more tighter, I guess, with what we do here. So where can listeners find you if they want to connect with you online?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram at SimplyMavenHTX, and we also have our website, simplymavenorganizing.com. So those are going to be the two main places. You can follow along there.
Perfect. Well, as we wrap up with this conversation, I'm going to ask you the two questions I ask everyone. And the first one is, what is something that you're simplifying right now, aka what is your minimalist moment of the week?
Yeah, my minimalist moment of the week, I'd have to say, is actually exercise. I'm actually really simplifying that right now. I feel like it's one of those kind of priority to-dos. And I was a fitness instructor for 10 years. For me, I'm kind of letting go of like the perfectionism there and trying to do all the things and just kind of, yeah, I'm simplifying my workouts, just trying to, I focus on moving now. And with kids, that's really easy. So as long as I'm moving, it checks, we count it as a win.
Yeah, I was just talking to someone about that the other day. Just movement is a goal, and there are seasons to where I'll move more and move less, and that's okay because it's just as long as I'm moving, that's the goal. So
100%. Yeah.
Well, my last question for you is, what is something that you can't stop talking about?
What is something I can't stop talking about? Honestly, my kids. I mean, I can't stop talking about my kids. Let's see. We are, you know what? Have you tried bitchin' sauce yet? Can I say that word?
Yeah, no, you can say that.
Have you had it?
I haven't. My friend said they sell it at Target.
They do. I think that's like a new thing. I think it just got there. Okay. It's really good. It's one of those, like, I eat the whole container. And
what do you put it on?
I literally just dip veggies in it. I got some sugar snap peas with a chipotle bitchin' sauce, and that was really, really good. I mean, you could do pretzels, you can do potato chips. I use it as like a dip, mostly for veggies. It's really just adds like a nice bunch of flavor.
No, you're not the first person to say that to me. So I'll have to get some the next time.
Yeah. If you see it at Target, grab some. It's pretty good.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on here again and just giving us some encouragement in this area. Like I said, I think a lot of us just need a boost, especially after COVID and having our schedules just be thrown all up in the air. So now that things are starting to get back to normal, I think this was a great episode to do. So I appreciate it.
Good. You're so welcome. Well, thanks so much for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
What did you think of the interview? I think there were a lot of good reminders in here, even for myself, just remembering what is important in my day to day. And I've said before on the podcast, which I'll reiterate now, I think if you sit down and write down a list of things that are important to you, and then write down a list of the things that you're doing and you are deeming high priority, sit down, compare those lists, notice the similarities and notice the differences, and then take steps to the necessary changes that you need to make the necessary changes to have more productive and meaningful days. What are your thoughts? I'd love to know. I invite you to keep the conversation going at minimalistmomspodcast.com. There you'll find links to the Instagram account, Facebook page, and where you can find me all around the web. Thank you for joining up on this journey. I wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.